This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. 70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per-pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. On the local level, Madison schools will have nearly 20% less funding from the state this year than last year. That difference totals almost $12 million. A district spokesperson told me they were expecting that, calling it a rebalancing, and they planned for it. But of course, residents passed huge referendums for MMSD schools last year, totaling $607 million. A bill that would increase penalties for sextortion is now headed to the governor's desk. It's all in honor of a Wisconsin teen who died after being targeted. Isabella Nieto reports.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Sextortion scammers often target teenage boys, and often they're overseas. According to the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, these crimes are on the rise. They get at least 100 reports of it every day. Here in Wisconsin, the State Department of Justice says they've gotten more than 400 tips about sextortion so far this year. And you can expect downtown Madison to be swamped tomorrow for the latest No Kings protest. There are hundreds of demonstrations planned across the country against the Trump administration. The earlier iteration of this protest in June drew about 15,000 people downtown, according to Madison police. There are dozens of them planned all over Wisconsin, from Anago to Reedsburg to Sheboygan. And the terrace season is coming to an end. Every year, the iconic Sunburst Chairs and Tables host thousands of people at UW-Madison's Memorial Union. The 2,000 colorful chairs will be put away for the season October 27th. We can expect them to be there about 6 months. This year, they came back out in April. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.